Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. When the telephone reached Utah's remote Uinta Basin at the turn of the 20th century, it completely transformed the way residents communicated and unlocked new job opportunities. Telephone operators were vital to making the new phone system work. Phone lines linked to a central switchboard required an operator to connect one caller to another. The first telephone operators were boys, who often lacked the temperament needed to soothe customers irritated by the crackling noise on the primitive system. So telephone companies recruited well-spoken women instead. As the human face of the telephone company, an operator was the disembodied but reassuring voice of a new technology that was changing the world with dizzying speed. Switchboards ran 24 hours a day and were de facto community hubs. In addition to connecting calls, rural operators provided the time and weather, the latest game score, or even a wake-up call. In Vernal, the operator was the fire alarm system, taking emergency calls and coordinating with the fire department. Essie Neal ran the Uinta telephone office out of her Vernal home. She trained and managed a team of operators, juggling her job and home life in close quarters. It wasn't until 1962 that rotary dial phones, which did not rely on an operator, finally came to Vernal. This didn't eliminate the need for operators, however. Some businesses, like medical doctors, required a 24-hour answering service for their customers. So entrepreneurs like Donna and Frank Judd opened their Vernal-based answering service in 1960. They served 27 companies their first year, and by 1974 had 11 operators handling their 300 switchboard and 400 mobile radio accounts. The work was exhausting. Frank said that his wife goes on shift at 6 a.m. after being up about six times assisting the night operator, and then works until 10 p.m. For her part, Donna quipped one October, "The last time I was out of the house was in March." Telephones keep advancing, our use of them evolves, but the women who originally made the phone lines work will not be forgotten. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Uinta County Heritage Museum. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.